Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back. I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And we have with us Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems.
Hello.
Yes, so we were talking a little bit on the break about some of the questions that we wanted to make sure and get out here today. And one of the ones that I had for you, Joe, is when someone contacts you, what's the typical process they go through of determining if solar works for their property? Because there's a lot of people, I have lots of clients interested in it, but the properties they're buying may or may not actually be a good fit.
That's right. Well, it really depends. What we're looking for is how much sun you get. Principally, as I mentioned before, we're looking for southern access. How much sun do you get? Southern exposure is best. So typically someone will call, and I will look up their address, say, on Google Earth, and right away I can get a good idea of your exposure, and I could look at what roof are we talking about, what is the size of the roof, and that sort of thing. So you get a pretty good, very quickly, you can almost 90% there, get a good idea.
As long as Google Earth is relatively updated.
True.
Because sometimes it's not.
My house is not, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. All right, so you look at the Google Earth and you try and get an initial assessment, but then you go out on site.
That's right.
And you said you were mentioning at the break that you start asking for copies of...
We like to see their power bill because we want to see what are we trying to accomplish?
Right.
You know, how much are they paying for electricity? So what are we trying to offset?
And is it because people have really heinous looking electric bills that they're now turning to this? Or is it because people just seem to be green minded?
You know, that's an excellent question, Reba. You know, we always ask, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you coming to us? And it, what I have found... Let me just say, years ago, back in the ancient days, 5+ years ago, people would be maybe very green-minded because the economics may not quite pencil out. But they do very much do so now. And so we get a wide spectrum of people asking. And it could be even someone like a prepper. It could be an environmentalist. It could be just someone or wanting to save money.
Yeah, because I have a client looking to buy a house in Bothell right now. We're under contract. And that was absolutely one of the things that they were just like, okay, you know, we're planning on the next couple of years, putting solar in, and we're going to do this. And I thought, okay, all right, well, are we evaluating this house purchase-wise that way? Or do you know what's going to restrict that potential for you or not?
I mean, for a lot of people, it's just a feel-good thing. It's a good thing. You're mm-hmm. kind of giving back. And I personally would be fascinated by the prospect of living completely off the grid.
Oh, yeah.
If I did not have to rely on Puget Power after a windstorm.
Yeah, you and James like both. We're all about that. In fact, our retirement home is intended to be solar power driven as much as possible. So.
Yeah. And are you saying the technology, you mentioned it's getting better and better. Are the panels getting smaller?
Pretty much the same size, but they just pack more of a punch.
Their
wattage that they can produce. We're seeing continually, oh gosh, at least a 25% increase in the last couple of years, I would say easily.
Interesting.
Okay. So like lots of other technology, just constantly improving and people working on it, trying to make it work. Are there other options besides the panels? Because I've seen things like on YouTube where there's like these driveways and other things that have...
Well, honestly...
I mean, is that too futuristic?
Yeah. You know, we caution people. I mean, we all love the new stuff, but we caution people, if you're going to spend your hard-earned money on something like this, an energy-producing system, go with something that is bulletproof. With stuff.
Don't be bleeding edge,
sense.
Be leading
that's
edge.
That's right. Okay. So, I mean, like what we provide, what we design and install, and what others do. Do something that you know that we feel totally confident it's going to work.
So you keep talking about the confidence and all that. How long have you been doing this? How long have you been working in solar?
About 10 years, yeah.
10 years. Okay. So you've got a fair amount of experience then.
Yeah,
okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Well,
right.
10 years ago, it was just a baby industry at that point, too. I mean, there wasn't a lot of that going on.
From a residential side of things, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You might have had some commercial folks doing things.
It was a challenge trying to find a solar system, and now they're all over the place.
Yeah. Excellent.
Joe, I keep hearing solar system. All I can think of is like little models of planets running around people's houses.
Right.
Sorry.
I got lots of jokes popping in my head, and I'm not going to save
our listeners.
I know.
Hey,
when
you started talking about you running around your house without your shirt on, I had plenty of comments.
Well,
I held back.
It is radio. We have to give that visual.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of preparation for solar, because I have another client who their whole west side of their house, because they're an east-west facing property, the whole west roof for them is all solar panel. And what was interesting is that they switched to a metal roof. And I've heard that there are risks sometimes with a composition roof, of especially in our windstorms, solar panels, if they're not properly installed, pulling up in those windstorms and tearing roofs. I mean, how do you guys deal with all those things?
Well, if they're, first off, always hire a good installer. Ask for
references. So don't get a GC doing this for you. Get a specialist.
You know, like someone like ourselves, this is what we do. We're a dedicated design and installation company. So always go with that, because that should not happen if they're done properly. They will be part of the roof.
Should it be a newer roof or done at the same time a roof is installed? Or
well, what you want to make sure is that your roof has a suitable life expectancy, say, you know, 15, 20 years at least, because what you don't want to do is put a system on your roof and then have to take it down to repair your roof and then put it back up. So we suggest if you have an older roof, this is a good time to do your roof repair and then put the solar system up, and then you're good to go for 30 years.
Got it. Is it possible to remotely install these panels? Like, if I don't want to muck up the look of my house or my roof, can I put it somewhere else in the yard if I've got room?
If you have sufficient space, we can do what's called a ground mount system. So, which just like it sounds,
sure,
on the ground.
I've seen some of those.
And does it have to be a certain proximity to the home due to the voltage the wires are carrying and all of that?
Yeah, you know, the farther away you go, the larger
more you're going to lose
your line losses. That's right.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, just gave me some ideas about where at my house we could do something like that, because I don't think I'd want to put it on our roof just because of the way it's laid out at our house.
Right.
But I could totally see it being on the west side of my house and then the inverter on the north section of the house.
Sure. To meet some of those, I imagine, at some point in the future, it's going to be a kind of a shameful thing if you don't have solar collectors up there, you know, on your home. It's like, ooh, man, that person's like old school.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's actually not more new construction putting some of this in, because some of my clients who are buying and want to do solar are thinking about, well, how can I retrofit this later on, because they're buying, like, Isola Homes locally does green built homes,
right?
And they're very well known for it locally. And I'm actually a little surprised that they haven't started doing that. Martha Rose Construction does all kinds of stuff, and she puts photovoltaics and all kinds of heat sinks,
great,
all kinds of stuff into.
Oh, you can make such a significant difference. I have a cousin who lives in North Seattle who is extremely well insulated. It's an over 3,000 square foot home. He has solar. He has LED lighting. He pays an average of about $7 per month for his complete electric bill. That's
nice.
To heat the home, to power it, all of that. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I know we keep upgrading all of our LED and CFLs and stuff around my house, but we haven't done as much as I think we probably still could.
But, you know, it's fantastic. And I imagine, you know, when he got into that, it probably was a little bit more expensive than it is now. So I don't know what his payback period is. But these days, with the efficiency going up and the cost coming down, it's a really, really good time to take a serious look at it.
This is a really good time to do it.
Yeah. And Eric, I just want to make sure that we also cover this. Aren't there loans for some things, or credits for energy efficiency?
There absolutely are. We have loan programs which are called energy efficient mortgages, where we can actually increase our loan amounts even above a sale price to cover energy efficiency improvements.
Well, send me some links on that we can put show for later on.
We will definitely put that
access to.
Put that up. Well, we hope that you enjoyed our show today and really appreciate you coming into the studio. Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems, thank you so much for coming in. And we'll put your information up on the website.
Remotely thanks to
Larry. Remotely thanks to Larry Stratton from Cascade Thermal Imaging.
Yep.
Hopefully we gave you some good information to think about here over the holidays you know, what to do with that tax refund when that comes in down the road.
Yeah, so you can buy more Christmas gifts.
There you go. Well, thank you all for joining us again. This is Open House with Team Reba. Join us every week, same time, 3 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.